Exclusive: Cartel Hitmen Behind Mexican Border Beheadings Unmasked. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on April 12, 2019. Breitbart News learned the identity of a hitman responsible for performing numerous beheadings and dismemberments throughout the border state of Nuevo León on behalf of the terrorist-led Cartel del Noreste, a faction of the Los Zetas. Known by the nickname El Negro Cadereta, Jesus Enrique Flores Ramirez is a top lieutenant with the CDN under the command of Hector Raúl El Tori Luna Luna, the cartel boss behind the 2008 grenade attack on the U.S. consulate in Monterrey, Nuevo León. Law enforcement sources consulted by Breitbart News identify Flores Ramirez as the man who led a CDN group in Monterrey linked to at least 16 dismemberments. Under orders of El Tori, CDN hitmen carried out 16 executions in a six-month span, where they left the remains of their victims in public places next to poster boards or banners with threats directed at rivals. Law enforcement sources say the moves are meant to terrorize rivals and intimidate independent drug distributors into exclusive collaboration with the CDN. The executions were ordered by El Tori through his right-hand man in direct contact with Flores Ramirez. By controlling local distributors, the CDN is able to control drug prices in the Monterrey metropolitan area. Earlier this year, detectives with Nuevo León's State Investigations Agency tracked down Flores Ramirez and his top hitmen, David Ricardo Lagalleta or Cookie Martinez Lopez and Samuel Eduardo El Sammy Luna Escobar. State detectives were able to identify the men in a Chevrolet Aveo previously used to kidnap and kill two lookouts from the Gulf cartel. Breitbart News accessed police reports linking Flores Ramirez to the kidnapping and murder of 51-year-old Felipe de Jesus Ramirez Serrano and 17-year-old Jordan Arsenis Cocoy Nunez Garcia. Negro Cadereta allegedly arranged for the two victims to unload a tractor trailer filled with drugs. In reality, the job was a ruse to capture the two men who were then recorded claiming to work for the Gulf cartel. Flores Ramirez and his henchmen allegedly beheaded and dismembered the victims, whose remains were discovered in February at an industrial park in the community of Escobedo. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Tony Aranda from the Cartel Chronicles project contributed to this report.